Well, they work like hell.
They think they're accomplishing something, and maybe they are, but they sure aren't getting credit for it if they are.
Well, they have football heads.
Yeah.
The best thing they do.
That's right.
Couple things before I get involved. Julie came over and had a talk with me, and apparently Pat has beefed over the thing on it gets persistent, one of those things where we have that signal, and it's nobody's fault. The talk she had with Ron about Connie convinced her that now she's going to have to keep Connie. Now she is stubborn. But anyway, that she doesn't do anything. And Ron, of course, has said that he doesn't believe that Julie should have to be the buffer for the press. She's totally right. Now, what I do think, though, is that there is quite a very great need here. And I was thinking that Julie perceptively sees that she can't go to there and be sort of an oddball, looking around for Connie, because she realizes Connie's crudeness and so forth, that wouldn't run with her. The other thing is that, maybe that isn't going to work, let me put it that way, they don't allow that. My point is, let's consider what Julie could do here. I don't want her to go out like she went over to see Mrs. Romney yesterday, you know, she's full of pain, and maybe she could go work at the center. I don't want her to get involved in that goddamn thing. She just doesn't want a job for the sake of a job.
My ideal thing is the thing over there. Can't we go back and work at that?
No, it won't work. I think it will not work. She just can't be there as a fourth wheel. She can't be there running it. Best thing is to put her in a position here. I mentioned the CEO position. It's possible she could do that. The point is that Julie is good for me. She's good for me. She can be around. She's well organized. She buttoned down. And she thinks up things. And, I don't miss little things, which are important. We need. Thank you.
that's the kind of thing they're under instructions to work out someone else to handle. We said to keep them off until this week, and then you got a bunch of these things that backed up.
think of what, think of this, think of Julie as a property, and think of her losing her in the finals. That's what I mean. Right here. In other words, then she does all the buffering rather than have Steve try to do it. She works out the things with the East Wing. I mean, she does the, and frankly, you can see important people with it. Work with that. You see, in other words, you've got a property here that is maybe more important than this, and she also will know what comes in on the schedule and what her mother ought to do. She, for example, has a theory which is absolutely correct, which we have failed on our own side to work out, but we haven't worked it out because proportionally we've got four pockets of that matter. That is that her mother ought to be identified as one single thing. Mrs. Johnson was identified with the unification. Mrs. Kennedy was doing over the White House. That's done all of those things, but identified with nothing except the trips to China.
She's pushed her not being identified as one single thing.
Correct. That's Julie's point. But whatever the point is, there is a way. And maybe you see she's the kind of thing. Julie would be the kind of thing to get over her as. Whereas Alex couldn't get across, Jacob couldn't, and Bo couldn't. None of the people, not their fault, because basically over there you had a kind of a rigid, rather, you know. To Connie, let me tell you what all this is. It is a day-to-day battle in the press. That's the way she looks at it. She tries to one of them. She does a hell of a good job. She's tough. But Connie does not sit down and figure out a long-range plan. Connie would never have sat down as I have. I just think that it ever occurred to you who was going to talk about the Christian thing. Since she's trying to get this year before the road full. Why don't you go back over 4 years? How many miles has she traveled? How many countries has she visited? How many parks has she dedicated? How many blind people has she hugged? You know, it's a hell of a good story. But you've got to get the story out, and there's a reason to get it out. And you can't get it out in a half-assed way. You've got to get it out and broker it and sell it and so forth. It's that kind of activity that we need here. And Connie, of course, is totally out of that over there. But she's got a hell of a record here. She's traveled more miles. She's been the first ambassador abroad. She's done more, you know what I mean, on that sort of thing. And she's really busted her ass going around. She's shaking more damn hands at that White House, the receptions. The others didn't do it. Mrs. Johnson did quite well, but not as many. Mrs. Eisner, Hershey, Annie, neither did Mrs. Kennedy. What's it mean, shaking hands? Well, it means something to people.
You know, the role of
Julie,
the biggest Coleman.
What?
The role of the biggest Coleman is sort of the PR planning role that Jacob was doing. Julie could really do a hell of a job of that.
Yeah.
The sitting with the Moors and the folks like that and going over what ought to be done. She had a good sense of what you will do and what you won't do, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. You expand that to the whole family.
She's great at PR planning, but also you want to remember she's better than anybody we've got on the staff, not